Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. God says in Ayah 16 of Surah Qaf, "And we nearer to him than his jugular vein." It means Allah is present always and everywhere. He hears our voice. He is aware of our innermost secrets. He knows our intentions. But we are unable to sense his presence. Our sins and indecent acts and our wicked intentions and bad morals cause us to forget God. These pollutions make a thick curtain over our heart and deprive us from seeing realities. God is omnipresent. He is with us in every step and with every breath. It is he who helps us sleep, and it is he who gives us new life to wake up. He never neglects us, but we often neglect him. God has manifested his omnipresence in the Quran. Whenever we recite the Quran with attention, we understand that we are in God's presence. We have heard that in the blessed month of Ramadan, God's throne is nearer. In fact, God's throne is always near to us, as he is nearer to us than our jugular vein. However, Ramadan helps us come a little out of negligence and understand God's presence better. Nevertheless, had it not been for God's favor and mercy, we could never get such an understanding. Ramadan is the spring of the Quran, and if we cling to the Quran, it will help blossoms of spirituality and godly merits flourish in us. Thus, we will be able to feel God's presence better. In this way, our whole life will get the color of God, and it will affect our social relations too. Once man understands that God is ceaselessly supervising his deeds, he will not wrong others, and he will be benevolent toward all fellow men. Now, dear listeners, let us speak about some of the conditions of correct fasting. Fasting of a mad person or a drunk and unconscious one is not correct. A traveler cannot fast if he travels a certain distance before noon prayer. Fasting of a sick man is not correct if it harms his health. Here, we should pay attention to a few points. One cannot break his fast because of weakness, hunger, or thirst. But if he becomes so weak that he cannot tolerate and fasting harms his health, he should break his fast. Fasting is among the worships which an individual performs eagerly and without fear or compulsion. In view of this, the relation of the beloved and lover can be seen in fasting. Fasting is done to satisfy the Creator. Thus, during the hours of fasting, all pleasures are inferior and have no value in comparison with pleasing the Lord. The individual is negligent about foods and drinks. He pays little attention to carnal desires and pleasures of flesh. He is plunged in the love of real beloved. This has occurred especially in the lives of the friends of God. The commander of the faithful, the leader of the pious, and the prophet's first infallible successor, Imam Ali, blessings of God upon him, says, "My God, what makes me restless is only your remoteness. Even if I endure your punishment, how will I endure your remoteness?" Imam Ali, peace upon him, used to help others benefit from the spirituality of Ramadan. For instance, when he was going to the mosque for congregational prayer, he would inform everyone by calling loudly, O people, prayer, prayer. This way, he would draw the attention of brothers and sisters in faith to the importance of the time of daily ritual prayers and the status of congregational prayer, and that in the mosque. Indeed, holding congregational prayers in mosques was the practice and recommendation of the Prophet of Islam. The Prophet's dear daughter, Lady Fatima, blessings of God upon her, also used to make preparations for her children to perform midnight prayer. She would give simple food to her children to enable them to keep vigil, particularly during the great nights of Qadr. This was the practice of the progeny of the Prophet. They not only paid attention to obligatory daily prayers, but also they considered high status for recommended prayers, especially midnight prayer, which plays a very great role in purifying the self, gaining material goals, and achieving spiritual degrees. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "In the month of Ramadan, be engaged in seeking forgiveness and ample prayer. Prayer and supplication will repel your calamities, and seeking forgiveness will destroy your sins."